advertise, email podcast@thisismechi.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
What are you all arguing about? It's day one, guys. We just got back. What are you guys arguing about?
You know, I forgot to put roll on. Yeah. Right? Yeah. So I was saying, like, I don't feel confident, you know. So she's going in on me, and I'm like, let a woman not bath for 3 days and a man not bath for 3 days.
Ooh.
Who smells?
Oh.
Yeah.
It depends the parts.
Yeah.
It's the parts.
What do you mean the parts?
Yeah, no, it just depends. Which parts? Yeah.
Nah, a smell is a smell. Well, it comes from that corner of the house, or the whole thing just smells. It doesn't matter the source of the smell. A smell is a smell.
But that's what I'm talking about.
Have you ever been to the club and then gone after the chick that dances the most?
Ooh,
you know the one that's like busy moving.
Yes.
Everything.
Sweating. Yes.
Ah, get home, boy. Ah, you regret. Jackal.
Well, she just did a whole lot of cardio.
Yeah.
So you have never to shower again. After gym.
The ones that are dancing the most. Ah, yeah. Don't call, so boy. Call. So look for the one that's sitting down, minding own business.
Yeah.
On
the whistle, yeah. You know, just chilling.
Yeah. Okay. The whistle girl. Ah, yeah. Anyway, fuck, I had such a nice intro and then you guys started arguing. So let's do the intro. Can you do another one? Let's do the intro again.
So what now?
Yeah.
We reached the recording.
Yeah, take two. I want to do a nice intro there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sure.
And baby! Happy New Year!
Happy!
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Fuck, I missed you guys.
Oh, missed the team, man.
Yo.
Didn't think I'd miss the team this much. Missed the team.
Yeah,
bro. There was so much happening. I was like, fuck, I wish we were recording.
It's crazy, right? Like, why when we stop recording, all these fun things happen? Boxing fights and everything, man. What else? A lot of things, man. We'll cover everything.
Well, yeah, I want to start with the Casper and Slick Talk boxing.
Oh, yeah,
thing.
Yeah.
Because I think Kanye, me and you were the only ones who weren't there.
Yeah, we're not there.
Yeah, the whole team was there.
Yeah. How was it? What happened?
You didn't watch it?
Oh, I watched it, yeah.
I watched as well.
Yeah.
Well, three minutes, you know?
Well, I mean, you saw what happened. Slick Talk got smacked. But obviously, I mean, he didn't train. He didn't even get the time, right? It was 1 week and he got there. I thought I was going to remove the vest. I'm thinking, what's up with the vest, bro?
But I'm sure in a week, for me it was, I'm sure in a week you can learn how to just like throw in a one punch at least.
And he wasn't throwing anything.
Difficult. Like just a punch.
I think he got cold feet, man. It's boxing, guys, is tricky, you know? It's tricky.
Do you think he got starstruck? Like, yo, I can't even hit this nigga now.
I don't think it's starstruck. I don't know. I don't know. Cause he was not good at blocking. Well, Casper's the one who's good at blocking.
Yeah.
But he was not good at blocking. He wasn't doing much. And he was wobbling. His feet were wobbling.
Yeah.
First knock to the head. And I was like,
curtains.
What is going on, you know? But look, shout out to him for actually showing up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Shout out to him for showing up. Didn't practice. Took knocks to the head. He didn't get knocked out, like properly lights out, knocked out. You know what I mean? So shout out to him, man.
But it was amazing from my end watching it. I was like, wow, this is so cool.
But did it look cool?
Dude, like the whole country was watching it, bro.
It's crazy.
Like
man.
It was so insane.
Even the attendance, yeah. It just seemed like this was a proper, it wasn't just like, okay, just bring your three friends. Yeah, no. It looked proper. You know?
And wow. I saw Mesh walked in with Slick Talk.
Oh,
Mesh!
Yeah. That was you!
Yeah, oh. Mesh walked in Slick Talk. You didn't see
that?
That's the only way you could get in.
Oh, yes!
That's the only way you could get
in. Yeah, they were like, you saw, podcast is too many people, you know? They were like, nah. They were Slick Talk, they're gonna get in with Slick Talk. Oh, flip, I didn't see him.
Yeah, because you were.
I was commentating.
Commentating.
Me, myself,
yeah.
Robot Boy, and Slicker.
Slicker.
And you guys were funny, man.
Yeah, and we're gonna be at the
Sun City.
Fight. Sun City.
The Sun City one.
Dope. He's fighting a knock there.
So how did that come about? How did that come about?
I feel like it was always planned, right? And the fight with Slick Talk Casper's a genius. You got to give him that. Or his team and him was an exhibition to show to the money, the brands, the sponsors, that it's doable. And
no, dog, I'm talking about how did your commentating gig?
Oh,
what
flip.
Are you talking about?
I'm thinking.
We're interested about flip. You here. This is the podcast.
No, I'm thinking he's talking about how did the Nak fight come
no,
about?
No, oh. No, no. We'll get into that.
Oh, how did it come about? Oh, Tato.
Ski.
SGI, yeah, yes, yeah. Tato Sekgaole. Yeah. So Tato Sekgaole is part of the team who made the whole thing happen.
Vertex.
Yeah. Yes, nice. He's part of Vertex. Mm. And he hit me up on Insta, like, yo, need your number. I'm like, nah, I still have your number. WhatsApped him, and then he's like, yo, this is what's happening. Would like you to be a part of the whole commentary thing. I'm like, oh, shout out. Yeah. Love it. Who else is there? Robot Boy. I'm like, ah, oh, dope, you know? Yeah, then they said Sipol. I don't know who Sipo is, but Slicker was there. And yeah, it was fun. That's how it came about. And Casper was very happy. WhatsApped me. I'm like, ah, dope. Okay, let's do it again.
You missed the part where they called your manager. He's got a manager now. That's what I've been waiting for.
Oh, my manager.
I was waiting for that. Like, I wanted you to start with, no, my manager got this gig for me.
Niggas out here got managers.
You need a manager.
Do you have a manager?
You're the biggest podcast in the country. You gotta have a manager.
Damn.
You got a manager. He's got a
niggas out here got manager.
Aya, you have a manager?
Yes, I've got a manager. He's got a manager. You've got a manager.
He
needs a manager. People are spotting him in Cape Town at the airport.
Yo,
you Aya from the podcast, the sound engineer.
You need a
manager. Manigan's got a manager. Everyone's no. Then they spoke with my manager.
Yeah, his manager's wild, bro.
Yo,
Saul's probably got the coolest manager in the game.
I've got the coolest manager in the game.
Yeah. The guy's a porn star at night.
I thought it was a secret I was about to ask. Like,
no,
is it
chill.
True?
No, he's chill. He's a porn star. My manager's a porn star and he doesn't hide his face. He doesn't do that whole thing. Like, literally, he smashes American girls who do porn. He's signed to a label.
Wow.
Like, he's a proper porn star. I met him in a strip club, man.
Yeah.
That's where we met. So we met, and we meet there sometimes for a meeting or whatever.
Oh,
you know, coolest guy ever, rock star.
Wow.
And then there's other untold stories I can't go into.
Yeah. We need him to come. We need him to come.
Yeah,
he's got some wild stories.
He must come through
to come on the podcast.
Oh,
like a friend of the show.
Oh, okay, cool.
You thought I mean?
We'll invite him. We'll extend an invitation.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll invite him.
Because I was with him and Saul during December.
Yeah.
Because December we're booked and busy.
Yeah.
Fucking hell, I don't know how these guys do it.
Yeah. I know you guys were everywhere. Hey. I saw you on
sport,
the turntable.
Hey. Crazy, bro, eh?
We started at, this is December, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm excited because I haven't been booked in a while.
Yeah.
I'm like, this December I'm going in and fucking shit up. I'm like, Jason, not my manager, Jason.
That's his manager. Jason is his manager.
Take all the gigs, boy. So we start Thursday night at Hangout Shimza.
Yeah.
And by the way, that's when I knew I've made it because Shimza's booking me again.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm back.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Oh, nice.
You're in now.
Yeah, I'm in. And then after that, we went to Megalo. Bad mistake.
Your idea.
Yeah.
Guys, the second venue never worked.
Yeah. Left there in the morning and then we had to go to Mpumalanga.
Yes.
Got to Mpumalanga. You weren't there for the Mpumalanga one, eh?
No, oh no, there. I sprained my foot, ankle at Shimza's. As soon as I arrived at Shimza, sprained my foot.
Ooh. Yeah.
But it got worse throughout the evening. Following day, I couldn't walk.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So went to Mpumalanga with Aya, because I was rocking with Aya the whole weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
So we rocked in Mpumalanga, dope, fucking dope.
Yeah.
Especially the second venue. Went to some tavern there.
Dope.
Yo, bro, so lit.
You've been taking gigs in taverns. It was on, yeah?
No, the boys were looking for roadkill. So we're like,
oh,
the best place
looking for snacks.
Yeah, too much.
Run, Kimmy.
Too much.
And you went to a tavern to get ass. Boys, what is going on? Shit that happens when I'm not there.
And guess who took home the one that was dancing the most?
Who took home the whistle girl? Was she as clean as a whistle when you got home? Oh, you had to run the shower.
Who was it? Who was it?
It was Mesh. Because Mesh ended up on the mic. Mesh ended up on the mic and like, what did he say?
What did he say?
In English, though.
Why don't you sleep at home?
Why don't you sleep at home, guys?
That is so mesh, actually. That is so mesh. That is so in character.
Mesh. That is 100% mesh.
Yeah, that's mesh. With his braces, yeah.
And the whole way to the gig, we're asking Mesh, why are you here, Fele? Because Tato is a photographer. Ooh. I'm going to play with Aya. Why are you here?
Yes.
So I guess he had to find something to do. Why are you sleeping at home?
Why aren't you sleeping at home? And what did they say? What did they say? But is he the only one who smashed? Is he the only one who managed to get roadkill?
Yeah.
Oh, then shout out to you, bro.
Yeah.
Shout out to who are you pointing at?
Who are you pointing at?
Aya.
Aya.
Aya always smashes. Aya always.
I don't smash at all.
You
don't? Girlfriend.
Oh,
there's a mic right there.
Oh,
bro.
You do have a girlfriend. Sorry, you don't smell. You are shaman. You don't get any. Yeah.
I sleep first, dog.
Yeah, I remember.
Me and Mac sleep first. Mac, because he's older.
Yeah, hey, fuck. Hey. So this is what I'm getting to, right?
Oh, yeah.
So that's Friday.
Yeah.
Saturday, now we come back, had to do recharge. We do recharge and then we move over. That's when we met up with you and your manager.
Yes.
And then we went to
Volkov.
So travels with his manager even.
Yeah.
Hey, this is serious.
Yeah.
Hey. Wow.
So we get to Velcom, Prince KB is there. Aya was a fucking group. You almost kissed the guy.
Aya loves Prince KB, dog.
I felt like I was like cringing.
Yeah, he loves Prince KB, dog. Big time. Like, and he did say that Prince KB, DJ Cleo, he's a groupie, big time.
Nah, for those definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Radan was there.
Yeah, that was the all white gig, man.
Yes,
yeah.
It's the all white
gig. Aya, my body shut down there. That's when I was like, hey, Jason, cancel all the gigs, bro. I gotta go home. Oh. Bro, on the way, I was eating peanuts just to stay alive.
Peanuts.
Oh, yeah, I remember. You got peanuts, I remember. Gosh. Hey, I'm not scared.
Peanuts.
What's going on?
How do they help?
I know, this gigging life is not for me, bro. I can't do it.
What do you mean?
Hi,
you sound like you're 40 or something. You're like 34, turning 35.
Yeah.
You're good. You're still good.
We're still young.
No, bro. My body's not like when I was 20, bro.
Then you don't drink. You know what I mean? You need to choose the one. That's where you're going to drink. And had you not been drinking, then you're going to rock.
Yeah, but we can't play without drinking.
But then what if you've got six gigs in a weekend?
No one of these kids are on drugs, bro.
This year we're getting 10 gigs in weekends.
It makes sense why these guys are on drugs, bro.
It does, especially coke. It does.
But isn't that the biggest lie, that you can't perform without like alcohol? It becomes that need. Isn't that
a crutch? It is a lie. Yeah. It is.
Ah, bro, when I'm sober, I play shit, man. Like, ask Kali Gatli. When you're drunk, you know what song they want to hear.
Also, you see everything when you're not drunk.
And when you're not drunk, let's say you make one tiny mistake, it bothers
you.
Yeah,
you overthink things.
It fucks with your mood.
Yeah.
But when you're not, it's like whatever, you can move on and would rock with the same confidence as when you started. And you're right.
Yeah.
To some degree. But now when you got 10 gigs, it becomes a problem.
Yeah. So back to the fight. Slick Talk. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. So Slick Talk got lost. And pretty much that's it, man. Everybody was there. I didn't recognize Faith. Faith and Casey. I'm like, whoa, who's that? I was like, it's Faith. I'm like, okay.
Faith was there.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, of course, everybody was there to see Slick Talk get a beating because they talked spoken trash about everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Lacizo was there.
Yes.
Who else was there?
Shit, and he got a beating, man. I felt sorry for him, eh?
Why?
Because, like, you could tell Casper was taking advantage of the kid, man. Mm. It was like a punching bag.
Dude, exactly. Yeah. But he secured a bag also.
He was there. Yeah, he was
and
there
not
to
recording
just
now.
Teach him a lesson.
He's not recording anymore.
Not recording, but he hasn't done anything since
that time. He did a video the very next day.
Yeah, then that's it.
That's it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
He hasn't been uploading.
Nothing.
He's fine. He's sorted now.
Yeah, you see, I think, he's sorted now.
He's been fixed.
Huh?
He's no longer gossiping and just spreading and trolling and hating.
Yeah, because he's happy. You see, like, people who are happy, you can't speak all that negative ish about people when you're happy and you're nice. That's why they say hurt people.
The happiness is the money. He's got money.
Yeah, money is, guys, let's be real. You know what I mean? Yeah.
But wait until the 100,000.
He's coming for Casper.
He's coming for everyone.
Hey, that, yeah, that 100K finish is coming for everyone, man. He's coming for everyone.
Yeah.
So I think he's still happy. He's still nice. He's still chilled. You know, spending his guap.
I thought there was more that happened behind the scenes. No after party, nothing.
No. No.
But I saw Big Zulu wanted to fight you.
Big Zulu. Hey, guys, hey, I started looking like a Malining to him, you know? Like, Nyamfuna. That's what he said. Like, Nyamfuna. I'm like, yo, fam, I'm good. Guys, I'm not going to fight anyone, man. I'm
you can
not.
Wear a vest too, Saul.
I won't. I'm confident. I'm not going to wear a vest if I ever do fight. But I wouldn't fight, man.
Yeah.
Like, Big Zulu would fuck me up, bro. He's huge.
Yeah.
You know, and also I wear glasses. I can't see shit. So how am I going to fight? You know, I'm not going to risk that, man. One knock to the head and hey, leave it to Nuck and Casper and them. Yeah. Who's your money on?
Nuck and Casper?
Nuck.
Nuck.
Everybody's money's on Nuck.
Nuck, bro. Nuck is a beast.
I saw a picture.
Why?
He's already training. The guy is out there training. I know he's ready. I'm off. Nuck is going to do it.
Yeah.
But Casper seemed always finds a way to prove people wrong.
For sure.
And he's got, I think he's got heart. Like, one thing he's got is heart, and he believes in himself. You say Nuck is a beast based on what? Muscles?
Based on the trash talking that he was doing straight after the fight.
Yeah.
And you could see Casper was a bit intimidated.
Yeah.
Because he never shot back. And you know, Casper's got shots for days.
For days.
Yeah, true, true.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, bro, it's tricky, hey? I see Casper losing, but I hope he shuts everybody up because everybody's saying, it's like the odds are against him.
Yeah.
So I
are we invited? Can we be your plus one? Pela is a superstar. Yeah, Pela, talk to your manager.
No, Nakagiri is a podcast. He's part of the podcast family. So the three of you will knock, walk him in, and then I'll make a plan for everybody else. I'll make a plan for
walk like in now.
Use boss on the podcast, so you have to walk him in.
Okay.
And then I'll make a plan for everybody else,
okay.
Man.
Yeah. That's gonna be sick. Can't wait for that.
Sun City is gonna be crazy. Yeah. Yo, Sun City is gonna be a movie, man.
Yeah.
It's actually crazy. There's gonna be a boxing match at Sun City. The whole game is there. Camera is there.
Sure.
It's nuts. Like,
you're explaining how smart Casper is.
Yes, I was saying that the whole thing. It looks like the whole. I mean, obviously, I think they made it look like it happened there. Nuck was just there to watch, but I think already there was a deal for them to fight, and that fight was just a springboard to show that it's actually doable. And now all these brands are lining up to actually be part of the fight in April, which was smart. I don't think it made money from the fight.
It was like a pilot.
Yeah, it was a pilot. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm saying it's so smart, because that fight was already planned. Then they invited Nuck and they made it look like it's just happening on the spot. So that was very smart.
Yeah,
but the guy's a genius, bro. This is like his new fill up the dome.
Yeah.
Because he just needs four fights a year.
Sure.
Just needs four a year.
Sure.
Dude.
Fuck.
That's crazy, bro. Mm-hmm. Nice, smart. Like, he's like, yeah, that was smart. I always wondered, what's going on? Why does this guy want to box people?
Makes sense now, man.
This guy, why does he want to box
people? That Mayweather thing.
Yes. Mm. Now he's getting into promotion,
it's
literally. Because, like, there was this beef, Nyana, with what's this, Shatta Wale, and what's the guy, All Eyes on Me? On Twitter, and he was there, obviously. Casper was like, hey, come fight. I'll organize it. Come fight. So that's smart. You see, now he's like being a promoter now, you know, like a fighting promoter, which is, that's very smart. So yeah, can't wait, man, to see that.
And what do you think about him getting that McLaren? What car did he get?
Oh, McLaren.
Is it a McLaren?
Yeah.
It's a McLaren.
I think McLaren. That's
that,
I heard that
trip McLaren. Money. I think that's that F, what? Nine, real fame, 99 whatever money.
Mm.
Yeah. I know there was talks that he didn't buy it and whatnot.
Yeah, I saw those rumors.
Nah, I think he bought, I mean, you can't say, here's my car, because what happens then after a year or 2 years and the car is not there? I say shout out to him. And if he made that within these few months, then how much are those shoes, the cost and the profits? Because they sell them for a
car, you know?
Yeah, like, that's crazy. And then how much money does the cow have? Is the real question. That's insane. Because the car's like five mil?
Five, yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have bought a car, man. I don't think buying a car nowadays is a flex. Like, nobody gives a shit
A 5 mil car? Well, nah. People do give a shit because it trended for all these years. And Andy Lampisani had to bring out his McLaren to show that you're not alone. I also have one.
Hey.
But then again, I'm not into cars. So I'm I'm not really fascinated by that.
Yeah.
But you know what I think the next big flex is?
Cribs?
Cribs. Naturally, right? Yeah. But if I'm Casper, I'd buy gold.
Huh.
That's the next biggest flex.
I finally bought gold.
I funny.
Yeah, remember when you went golden one day? I think it's
you got yourself a gold bar.
But he did. There was a brand who bought all the CDs up there and said, I went golden one day.
Yeah.
A few hours, but yeah. He bought it. But I
get if I'm a rapper, dog, and I want to flex, I'm buying gold, bro.
Okay.
And in my video, I'm just going to open up my vault. You see all my gold. Hmm. That's the real flex.
Hmm.
Think about it.
So yeah. School us. So, okay, so you let's say you take 3 mil, you buy gold, however many kilograms of pure gold.
Mm-hmm. Bars, real bars.
Yeah. Oh.
Gold bars.
On a stilo. Okay. And then what?
Yeah.
The thing is,
so you've got this gold in your house.
So the thing is with gold,
or in a vault.
The thing is with gold, right?
Yeah.
The value doesn't change no matter what. Whether it's corona, whether it's recession, it stays the same. So with the car, as soon as it started, it depreciates.
Of course.
So it's no longer 5 million, it's 4.9999.
Yeah, true.
Million.
Mm. That's true.
You understand?
Sadly, yeah.
And with gold, no matter what country you're in, the value is the same.
Mm.
True. True. And
so
also,
if you have 10 bars of gold in Joburg right now, when you go to New York, you have 10 bars.
True.
No, that's true. Oh. But the thing is about flexing is, now are you going to be walking around with this gold to be admired? Because remember, it's just one shot you show. Now we don't know whether it was a picture of someone else. You see, the thing about flexing, you need to show people that I.
Yeah, I'm pulling up at Konka with my gold and I'm calling. You know when the whole money in the gold.
The gold bar.
That's what I'm doing.
Damn, bro.
Yeah.
You're carrying a scale just to prove them that, yeah.
Tango.
This is it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Even in the airport, you go in a different entrance when you have gold.
You got the source.
Yeah.
Open your car, it's all gold.
Hey. But yeah, you're right. It's not flash enough for black people.
Yeah, it's not flash enough
for
black people.
But that's smart, though.
Yeah.
So you invest in gold.
Yeah.
That's actually smart.
Because right now, right, if you give your child R1 million in 20 years, that million rand is worth nothing.
Yeah.
But if you give your child 10 gold bars in 10, 20 years, it's still valued the same.
Yeah.
True. That's smart.
True.
Yeah.
That is smart.
But hey.
What do you know?
I can't afford a gold, so.
Yeah. You don't have a bar.
Yeah, I don't have a bar. I'm just saying, if I was Casper, that's what I would do. But shout out to him, man. He's young. Let him do whatever he wants to do with his money, man.
Yeah
man.
Exactly. You know, he's young, man. Let him live. Another thing that happened, fuck, craziest thing I heard this weekend.
But
I mean, this
holidays.
Festive. Yeah. Bro, did you know this? I didn't even think your manager knows this.
What?
Apparently, there's some celebrities, no? That take their wives on vacations.
Okay.
I'm talking about ninjas, like niggas.
Okay.
So they can smash each other.
Ah.
Kid you not.
No.
Wait.
Kid you not.
Hold on.
So you mean smash each other.
Hold on. You mean like guys, or you mean like a chick will take her husband to Cape Town and a guy takes wife to Cape Town and they smash? Or you mean like dudes?
Sing dudes.
Huh.
So them taking their wives to Cape Town or wherever, it's a front. And then when their wives are sleeping, they smash the shit out of each other.
I ain't doing couples trips no more.
Ew. Taking the wife as a front.
Yes.
To blow someone's back.
Yeah. It's kind of smart if you think about it.
Because that's cheating now. Like.
What do you think about cheating?
Cheating? Are you for real?
Yeah, bro. It's a big thing.
Yeah.
Wait, who did you hear this from?
Yeah, I can't tell you, Chief. Because I think they were there.
But now, is this happening? Is it actors who are doing this?
Yeah.
Or is it DJs? Is it?
It's just celebrities,
you can't trust,
man.
Like couples trips now, couples vacations. Mm-mm.
But like, what you gotta understand, these celebs do some weird shit, bro. Or people in general, even politicians. Let me just not say celebs. But there's some weird shit happening, bro.
So now, okay, but when you say weird shit, now what is that? Is that because the two guys like one another, or it's...
It's
weird stuff.
This one. Can you see where he's taking me?
No, you know what? I'm asking, is it feelings, or is it like a sect, a cult of some sort? Or it's like just two guys who have
a thing going on. Who have love for one another.
Or it's hockey club vibes.
It's like After 9 vibes.
Damn. Hey,
Explain after nine.
Oh, wow.
You're from the hood, are you?
Ah, yeah, yeah. I don't know anything about afternoon.
And you look like an afternoon.
Hey, they love me there. I'm giving after.
Yeah, you're a cute guy. You're a cute guy. You guys, you know these
They
things.
Love me that side, yeah.
But it made me start thinking about, like, some fantasies that we have as people. What's your wildest fantasy? Mm. The wildest one.
You. Wild fantasy.
Do you have one, ghost lady?
What's wild? Yeah, no. I have to think about it.
I'm a simple guy, bro. Yo. I don't like weird, like, you know, things. Like,
yeah, I like to play in my safe zone. I think that's...
Like, I've tried a threesome. I thought it was it. It's not it, really. Oh. And I've tried many things. I don't really have, like...
Two guys or two girls with threesome?
Threesome, I've had me and another dude, and I've had two girls. It's mostly been two girls. But I've had... both ways.
Oh.
You know? Which one you prefer?
I prefer two girls.
Two girls is
yeah,
the one.
I prefer two girls.
Slaps
yeah.
better.
Because with two guys, you're essentially just having sex with one girl, right? Mm-hmm. You're just having sex with a girl. Mm-hmm. It's just that now, either she's sucking you or you're doing whatever.
For sure.
You know what I mean? But yeah, with two girls, you feel, when you're done, it's like, yeah. Yeah. But I no longer do those things because I thought it was exploring. Because I've always wanted to, but when you do it, it's like, it's not really
it's not
that
really,
much
okay.
fun. You know what I mean? So I don't really have a fantasy.
I smashed this girl once and she said, when I'm about to come, clap your hands.
So was that your fantasy?
No, it was hers.
Oh, okay.
So she's like, when I'm about to come, please clap your hands. And then when she was about to come, I was...
Yo, I feel like coming. I'm in the mood. Oh! Clap your clap your hands. For real,
I give it on.
And you clap.
Yeah, some snow bunny, bro. Hey, like when I'm about to come, please clap your hands. I'm like, all right.
Round of applause. Yeah. So that, how many rounds was it?
Nah, just one.
Just one round of applause. Yeah. That's weird, man.
I kid you not,
for real.
So you, Aya, you don't have any fantasy. You got some wild fantasies.
Nah, I'm
though.
A simple guy. I'm
Me too.
Straightforward.
Yeah.
I just want just lay there. Let's do stuff.
Yeah.
Mm. I don't even like woman on top.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like a lot of ladies. Are
you
like,
don't like that?
I don't, because I like to handle shit. You know, like I like to let me get this work. Well, her get this work. You know, let me do my thing. Let me. Throw her around the bedroom. I don't like women on top. I don't like just laying there, you know, and not doing much.
And you, Mesh, what's your fantasy? Apart from roadkills.
He's gone. He ran out. He knew it was coming for you.
Shit, what did you think about Song of the Year, DJ and Claws?
DJ Claw.
Is it Claw?
Claw, yeah. You see what I hate the most about it, the fact that you don't even say the station, right? You just say Song of the Year, because we've given that radio station, of course, FM, so much respect that when they say this Song of the Year, we all take it
take
as Song,
it
of,
as
the
of,
year,
song of the
period.
Year.
Period. And for them now to just sell it to the highest bidder in the form of votes, it's, you know, it's not funny.
Well, what do you mean? What do you mean?
I mean, people buy votes. Who voted for Claw? Let's be honest, bro.
Oh,
who voted for Claw?
So you vote and you buy.
No, you don't buy votes, but it's up to the public to vote. But certain people, if they've got someone who's willing to take out the money, and votes get bought.
Oh, just of course,
like,
yes.
Just like views get bought in these
or
parts
followers.
Of the world where it's just phones, random phones doing viewing of videos, and that's your numbers going up.
Yes.
So, I mean, obviously, who? I don't know the song. I still haven't heard the song.
I've never
today.
Heard it, yeah.
Yeah, that's why I say I suspect.
Even listeners of Cozy FM were confused. Like, they don't even know who
so I suspect that the votes were bought.
But then that means the Cozy is making money, because that money's got to go somewhere.
Because it is making money. That's why there was the whole fight. What's that guy's name from SABC who said he came up with the idea? I forgot his name.
Yeah.
Now, you know, because of the monies and all involved in that thing.
But do people still give a shit about the Song of the Year stuff?
They do.
Well, we're talking about it now.
Yeah.
People do give a shit, bro, because it's Song
still
of the Year.
Big thing.
It is a big thing. And look, a lot of people are disappointed as we speak.
Yes.
It's a big story.
I've never heard that song.
I listened to it. No, after it, I had to go. I listened to it. It's for me, it's like a track number 15, you know, just like one of the tracks to fill up an album. I don't know. I'll be honest. It's
bonus not, track.
Bonus track. That's how it sounds. It's like, okay, nice. Oh, well done. We have, you know.
Hidden song.
Yeah, it's just sweet. Nice one.
Bro, why did you tell me we could have bought songs for my song? How? What's the song that I did?
That's exactly what I thought.
Buy video.
Lufuno.
Buy phone.
You can even forgot your own song.
You could ask the chillers to SMS, though. We could have gotten Song of the Year.
Okay, no, they can do it this year.
It needs to be shortlisted.
Year. Oh.
Remember, it needs to be shortlisted.
So how does Slow get shortlisted?
How?
Good question. Because now there's... Good question. Because now there's... Good question.
Okay.
Good question.
Good question.
Because, yeah.
Okay, give a good answer.
How does it go? Because... guys, Nang Mazuko, and you know, she's doing her thing. We like it. But I mean, the song.
We like it.
I mean, we like it.
She's doing well. We like that she's doing well.
She's pushing. Yeah.
She's doing her thing.
Yeah.
We don't trample on people's hustles.
No, but
the song shouldn't have been in that shortlist. Yeah. Because all the songs on the shortlist, you know the songs, right? Asibe Happy,
Adiwele,
Imale Ningi.
Hey, speaking about Asibe Happy, Asi Happy, man. I'm tired of hearing that song.
Yeah.
Asi Happy, man.
Asi
Happy,
James. That's the thing about January. You know, all these songs don't hit no more. You know, like all the December.
No, but Ntakababa still hits.
Ah, yes. But that's our song. I don't think people know that song.
People don't know that song.
Yeah.
That song is beautiful, man. Musaki featuring Focalistic, Cubs of the Swamp.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it shouldn't have been shortlisted. Because you shortlist 10 really like songs that fuck shit up. And that song, we don't know it.
Yeah. What was your song of the year? Where were you, Vele? Song of the
me, I'd say Asibe Happy.
No, where were you? What song did you play?
Oh.
On New Year's Eve.
We'll listen to Lucozy.
You were the part of the disappointed bunch.
Dude, we thought we were going to be all cozy in the fucking house and all happy. And Lucozy. Boys of shit.
Who are you with?
I was with friends. I went to a friend's place and it was like a whole family thing there, and I'm part of family.
Were you on holiday, you know, or this
I was Sean the stylist, essentially. Yeah. Oh! I'm
You're rolling with the moneyed crew.
Yeah, you know, yeah, man. But it was disappointing because everybody was like, what's happening now?
And you guys, we were together. Yeah. We were listening to Nicolele.
Yeah, we had,
Oh, so you just played your own thing?
Yeah, we played our own.
Yeah.
Nicolele.
Yeah.
Worthy song. Worthy song, man. Yeah.
Did you know Pastor was meant to play after us at the all-white party in Velcom?
I heard Pastor got into some trouble.
Yeah, he got arrested.
He got arrested?
He was meant to play after us. I was waiting for him, yo.
You were going to spend an extra 10 minutes just, you know?
No, I was waiting because I was waiting to see him because he was playing after us.
Okay. Yeah.
So as soon as I saw him, I was going to play all his songs back to back.
Back to back.
Oh, Mac Kunketa! Wait, you got arrested?
Mapula!
Yo!
Kolele!
Sebenzi! His wife!
So I wonder what happened, dog.
He got arrested. Well, I like that he managed to sweep it under the carpet because it didn't make news and stuff.
Yeah, because everyone was waiting for him. He was meant to perform. Right before, Nasty was meant to go after him.
Oh, yeah, but Nasty then came, I think, after us.
Yes.
Damn.
No. Yeah.
You don't know but it could have been anything, right?
Could have been anything,
drinking and driving, could have been anything.
Yeah, but Buster's a rock star, isn't it?
Nah, Buster's a rock star.
That nigga's lit.
Yeah, Buster.
So you guys never even saw him?
I've never seen Buster, like in person.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. And we like him so much.
He looks like one of those guys that will steal your phones at a gig.
He's a very typical.
He looks like Usain a span. You know, you know what groove is? Guys are using a span. Yeah. And you see them with legs using a span.
You know those ones that grab your belt and they're like, your pants are falling.
They grab you by the belt. Yes.
What was your song of the year?
Obviously, Asibe Happy and Abalele. Those two songs.
Yeah. So that's the one you played.
No, I was with Nug in Cape Town.
You had Nug?
Yeah, backstage.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So I was listening to him while his tongue I was hitting.
Yeah. Oh, he was performing?
Yeah. That guy's a superstar, guys.
Nice.
Dog, how do you survive? Because we were drinking the same meal. How did you survive December, dog?
I'm healthy. I'm young.
What are you trying to say?
You even had an ivy drip, but you were falling.
Damn, dog. You even got a trip?
Is it Kwakwa? The old white party.
Welcome. Yes.
When you got back from the gig, this guy and I made a song from like 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
Till like 8.
Until we left.
They didn't sleep.
I didn't sleep. Yeah.
These niggas are crazy.
Wow.
And
so
I could go on for another evening. I didn't sleep, man. Then immediately from
Who prioritizes his sleep so much? You, Mr. Nap. I need let's nap, guys.
Oh, but it's December, guys. We're booked. We're in demand. We're busy. You know, we're making songs.
Now you have to make a song.
We're dropping music this year. Call. Yeah. I could have rocked, eh? Okay. That guy I was in, bro. Yeah. I could have rocked.
What did you think about Zakes' video?
Yay.
Oh, Osama.
Yeah.
That's beautiful, you know. I think it's beautiful. It's beautiful. John Gani doing the whole "My son, go well, give you blessings."
The Lion King vibes, yeah.
I think it's beautiful, man.
It was good that he dropped it on the, you know, at like conveniently that first.
Did you like it as well, Kosli?
I liked it.
What are you guys mad?
That's okay.
It's not the video of the year. It's not video of the year.
No, it's not the video of the year.
I wouldn't say it's pop video.
Yeah.
Terrible trash, dog. Have you heard of some of the song, bro?
Oh, okay,
it's so. What do you get?
You're saying it doesn't match up to the
it
song.
It doesn't match up to the song.
I get it.
So spiritual. It's like out of this world.
But he
bro.
Sings in underwater.
I don't know, man. The first part, the John Kenny part. Yeah.
Yes.
Powerful.
Yeah.
And
powerful.
Then it starts like.
But I was expecting like some kind of like Game of Thrones.
Then you see him in Pimville in the scooter there.
Yeah.
And then you see the KFC.
See, that placement was just wrong.
That was bad. That I was like, oh, so they paid for the video.
They paid.
The last supper with KFC.
Someone had to pay John Kenny, dog. Someone got to pay John Kenny.
He's
a Hollywood star.
Yeah.
No, I was disappointed, Doug.
That's because they paid for the video, obviously.
You could tell Zakes hasn't done a lot of videos, you know, in a while. So it's just cramming all the ideas.
All
in
of
one
them
video.
In one video.
Because he hasn't shot one in a while. Yeah. In one bucket.
Putting all the fucking in one bucket. And KFC was like,
yeah.
We got to oblige. You know?
No, that was terrible. I was expecting like some Shaka Zulu coming to America, African
CGI there. Green
I know it's typical. It's very typical to go that route, but that's the song.
Yeah. That's the song.
It's so African.
It's
could
very
be a Black
powerful.
Panther
Black Pan-
soundtrack. So you're expecting Black Panther, like, you know, technology in Africa.
Yes, he's a superhero.
Ooh.
Bro, for some weird reason, after 2 minutes, I'm like, this is a short left advert. Television tourism. But I'm like, I can't because
meet
there's KFC.
Right meet all white party.
It could be an Uber Eats kind of ad. Uber Eats can just plonk there and take that Last Supper part, you know? Guys.
Oh, the Last Supper killed me.
The
KFC was out of place, bro. Because they look so cool. Maparis or whoever was there in the black.
All the opportunists, you know?
They're smoking cigars and then still goop.
What's
still
there?
Streetwise 2, eh?
What's still there?
What's there?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I didn't see
I'm not sure.
But all the opportunists were there.
Wait, who? Who was the opportunist?
Jimmy.
Okay. He booked
he books
you, man.
You. Stop it.
Once.
He took an opportunity to book you. And he booked you. Guys.
He's an opportunist. Come on. Don't say that.
How do you feel about his thing with the socks? Did you see that?
No.
You didn't see it?
No.
So, Shimza tweets, right? He says, I miss my helper. I hope she's back. I'm out of socks now. I'm ready to wear the socks from Bounce. Mm. And people had him. And I remember, I'm going to admit, guys, and I know a lot of people also, they read that tweet and saw nothing wrong with it. And I'm one of those people, right? And I opened Twitter again later. They're having him because they say, how dare he lets his helper wash his socks.
Okay.
And that's the whole thing, literally.
I really want to talk about shims and socks.
Not shims and socks, but is it okay?
What the fuck are you saying, man?
You don't. So it's okay, right? It's okay for a helper to wash your socks.
Yeah.
That's what she's paid to do.
Then that's it then. Then that's it. That's your saying. We're done then.
There's nothing wrong. I feel like
exactly.
Was that a discussion on Twitter?
Yeah, I was like, but guys,
me.
Literally, I'm like, sorry, it's underwear. It's socks.
People were talking about that.
Yeah, and I just feel because it's shimza. Like,
Yeah, socks.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. A lot of people.
Shimza could breathe.
Yes, a lot of people read that tweet and saw nothing wrong with it. And I was one of those. I just didn't want to come out and be like,
yeah.
I was like, well, okay. But we're having for that. Stupid. Like, guys, it's your helper.
Every
it's
second person
underwear.
I call is like, oh, I miss my helper because, you know, yo, the washing and all of these things. So that's common talk right now.
My hours is from Lesotho. We don't know if she's going to come back.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I know,
that's apparently bounce and
yeah.
just bounce, right?
Yeah.
Why?
You never thumbs. Know.
But you pay her well. I mean, like, you know, so she'll come back.
Yeah, I pay in gold.
Ha! Pass!
Pass!
You're there just bidding pass, 16 pass. That's why she ain't coming back.
Oh, one thing I wanted to talk about during the festival, I caught up with the wife. Oh, my goodness. Fuck, what a good production.
Oh, sure.
Beautiful.
Jeez, I'm thinking you're talking about your woman.
But I finally caught up with the
busy,
wife.
You're busy getting booked. Watching Oak smash Roadkill. So I finally caught up with my wife.
I was so happy.
And then she's tight. Oh, it's a show.
Yeah, on Showmax.
On Showmax.
Oh, man.
Local.
So brilliant, yeah.
It's based on a true, like on a book. No.
Oh, Shomu.
Yeah,
Shomu series.
Yes, the Shomu series. And people who've read the book, like, because I never read the book, so I was enjoying the series. People who've read the book say it is, like, horrible. And I guess it's the same thing with everyone. You know, when you read a book and then you watch a movie or a series about that, it's always.
Oh, so people that read the book are saying the series is horrible.
Yeah.
No way.
And I can understand because now, with where it is now, I feel like everything is just being cramped, you know.
Like Zix's video.
Yes. No, it is at that point. Because I remember the wedding. It was like one moment there's a shootout, and next minute there's a wedding, you know, kind of thing.
Oh.
So it is now, it's like they're just trying to cram everything in one, like before it ends.
Oh, but I liked it, man.
I love it. I'm still watching. I love it. I'm
yo,
like
bro,
hooked.
The production.
Yeah.
The casting.
Yeah.
It reminds me, the last time I watched a good production in SA was like Lockdown.
Yeah.
The Mandla End.
Oh, yeah, Manka End thing.
Yes. It's on those vibes, man.
No, it is. It is. It just made me
I haven't
just,
seen it. I'll check it
I
out.
I adore like a Zulu man.
What did you check out this festive?
Oh, man. How Hard They Fall. Huh? The Harder They Fall.
The Harder They Fall. The movie.
Oh, it's incredible. It's a Western, right? But it's obviously American, but it's just black people.
Okay.
Yeah.
Back in the days. It's a Western. It's incredible.
Texas so, kind of vibes the Wild Wild West kind of.
Yeah. Thing. It opens up with a family, a preacher, having dinner with his kid and wife. Idris Elba, the villain, walks in. And the preacher's like, okay, I know your problem is with me. Let's take a walk, right? And Idris is not trying to hear any of that. It doesn't say a word. Blows her brains off, and he kills the guy. He leaves the kid, and he marks him with a cross.
Mm.
Later on, that kid
grows up
looking for this guy. This guy is notorious. He runs a whole town, right? And now he's in prison. Then there's an incredible scene where they break him out. He escapes from a train.
From a train.
His gang. Should I spoil the end?
Yeah.
And then eventually, let's just spoil it.
Yeah.
Eventually, kid with the cross on the forehead gets to Idris Elba.
Yeah.
Idris tells him about his dad, that why he's so fucked up. And he says, when I was a kid, my dad would beat my mom for undercooking the food or even overcooking it slightly. Mm. Every day he would hit my mom.
Damn.
And one day he killed the mom, or left them, or killed them. But the mom died, and the dad left Idris. Left. And Idris had to raise himself, being the fucked up kid in the streets. And one day he located his dad, had turned a new leaf, and the dad is a preacher with a beautiful, happy family.
Mm.
Now he finds out that Idris is actually his older brother.
Damn.
And the guy changed his surname, the preacher, and he told them that your surname is not Love, you're a Buck. And because Idris is back and it's crazy in the end.
Wow.
And you're gonna need to watch if he kills him or not.
Mm.
You know, it's wild, man. But
Netflix.
I watched a lot of things. Netflix.
Okay.
What else did I watch? Oh, Manifest.
I'm watching it right now.
Ooh.
No, I'm busy watching. I'm on like episode like I think I'm on 5. Don't
wait,
ruin it for
wait
me.
Wait till episode 10.
Which one's that?
It's the one. Oh, crazy premise. Crazy. yo. Insane.
Go
plot.
For it. Go for it. Yeah, yeah.
Insane
how it starts.
Insane plot.
Yeah.
So, a family of people. Right, an airline in America overbooks a flight.
Oh, I saw that. I saw one episode. Yes,
they're pushed into another flight.
Yes,
and then they're in a flight. There's super turbulence.
Yes,
right. Lights go off. They think they're gonna die. They don't die. They land.
Yes,
they're thinking they're landing 5 hours later or 2 hours later. Gandhi,
it's 2 years.
Been five
no,
years,
five
right?
and a half years.
Yeah. They haven't aged. It's been 5 years.
Yes.
Husbands have moved on. Wives have moved on. Fiancés have moved on. Mothers have died. The other one, imagine, bro, you leave your mom at the airport, you land in Cape Town, it's been 5 years and your mom has died.
Mm.
That's the premise. But yeah, somehow but they
do. The funny thing also, there's the kids who are twins. So the one that left with the dad and it wasn't that flight.
Oh, yes.
So the kid, twins, yeah. The kid yes. is obviously still hasn't aged and the other twin has aged.
Cal and yeah. Olive or something.
Hectic, yeah.
So I'm still yes. around today.
But I watched, it looked like there were B-list actors there. I'm like, ah, this must be trash.
Yeah, there wasn't any
No, there's no A-lister there. No.
Yeah, but I mean, but...
Follow the story. I think we'll get stuck on the story, you know, enjoy the ride.
The first four episodes will grip you. Mm. And then... you'll feel like the same thing
that.
Is happening over and over. I was on episode 10 when I paused and I'm like, I'm wasting my time here. I just literally stopped watching it. It just drags. Mm. It doesn't get to... I thought the guys on the plane have superpowers and by episode 3...
Okay, wait, don't, no. Mm.
Oh, okay.
Leave it. I like Don't Look Up. That was...
Oh! I love Don't Look Up.
Yeah. I was high as fuck when I watched that.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
That monologue.
Yeah.
That monologue where he's on TV and he just loses it. Like,
dude.
Oh, I'm gonna die.
Yeah.
Don't get it.
Yeah.
Anyone? All you're thinking about is money.
Bro.
Because there's this whole thing coming on Earth. Now they're thinking about how we can monetize this thing.
Yeah.
But it's gonna end existence as we know it. Life as we know it. I loved it.
And it's so true, bro. They nailed it.
They nailed it because it's literally what's happening, right? It's
climate
it's like
change.
Twitter. Mm. Ah, not even climate change. Just like Twitter is not a real place.
For sure.
For example,
for sure.
You see what he said? He said Nak kills it. He's a superstar. And I remember saying the same thing about Donald. But those guys on Twitter, what does Twitter say? Their careers are over. They haven't had a hit in 4 or 5 years. But dude, those guys are booked and
busy.
People like they kill shit wherever they go with their songs, right? And that's it. So there's real life, then there's Twitter. Which is not real life, because on Twitter there was a trend that says, "Don't." That said, "Look down." Nah, I'm gonna just don't look up.
Yeah.
Then there was a trend that says, "Look down."
Look down.
So it's basically vaxxers and anti-vaxxers kind of thing.
Yeah.
And the whole thing is in real life. There's this thing coming on Earth to kill us, but somehow on Twitter we've convinced ourselves that it's not there. It doesn't exist.
Yeah.
That you have the luxury of believing in it or not believing in it.
Mm.
It's fucking there. It's there. Look up. You'll see it.
You'll see
but
it.
But even climate change is a real thing, dog. Have you noticed it's been raining?
The weather?
Bro, it's been raining way too much, bro.
Crazy.
But I love the consistency of rain in December, especially New Year's Eve. It's been raining every year.
Oh, yeah.
But you're right. Climate change also.
Let's get the scientists. Neo, what's happening?
Neo.
Why is it raining so much?
We heard the glaciers. The glaciers in the North Pole. The glaciers in the North Pole have been melting.
Pele, we haven't had summer, bro.
There's some science plastic.
We haven't had summer.
Something.
No, no, no,
it's been raining since.
Yeah,
dog.
But it hasn't been cold. It has been, okay.
It has been cold.
Maybe
so.
This is the new summer. This is the new summer.
What
this
do
is summer.
You mean?
Let's listen to the expert.
Yeah, let's listen to the expert.
There's no science behind it. It's summer.
Mike?
No, it's summer. I mean, that's what happens. There's rain. It's just unfortunate that the past summers we've not been having rain. As you said, it's climate change. Climate change always fluctuates. Understand? So I don't think there's a main thing that is coming. I think the experts would have identified it and let us know by now. But I think it's just a normal summer. There's rain that is happening.
But it's global warming. That's what the experts have said.
Global warming has been happening for the past century.
What he's trying to say is the world has been getting warmer since the existence of Earth.
Mm-hmm.
It's been getting warmer. Yeah. Is what he's trying to say. That's why I'm saying it's the new summer. Mm. Nothing's going to happen in our lifetime. What will happen? We'll burn.
No.
Nothing will happen
it's
in our lifetime.
It's not getting warmer, though. It's getting colder. That's my thing.
But the permanent question here is will there be roadkill?
Always. Always.
And who's going to be there?
Hey.
To pick up the pieces. Yeah, he's gonna see the roadkill. They say, why aren't you sleeping at home? I'm now taking you home. You won't sleep at home tonight.
You have no choice.
You have no choice. With a crew that screws now, it's 2022 now. Roadkill.
Don't ever trust Mac, dog. I told you.
It's gonna be hello, dear. You know in America, deer's dying.
Yeah, dear, yeah, yeah.
Hello, dear. That's just a roadkill. Yeah. Hello, dear. Why aren't you sleeping in the street? No, why aren't you sleeping at home?
Last thing I wanted to ask about, what did you think about the parliament burning, man?
Oh,
how wild is that?
That's
bro?
Wild. And to pin it on a homeless guy, bro, that does he have the energy? You know, energy. You know, does he have the energy?
Talking about he had explosives and laptops.
Nah,
what's the...
That's madness. I don't know what's going on,
I
man.
I don't know.
And then there was that, and then... Concord, someone shot there. It looks staged, though. Something is happening. I don't know what is happening. Some people are saying it's a diversion from that report, the Zondo first part of the report or whatever. Yeah. I don't know what's happening. I think it's unfortunate. But also, I think for him, it may be a blessing in disguise.
Who?
The homeless guy. It's going to be a payday at some point because the lawyers can sue. They can do something.
Okay.
You know, the trauma caused, the damage caused. I can definitely...
You think he's going to get a payday out of this?
I think he's going to... I think it's a payday for him, bro. Somehow.
Okay.
No, so you think he's just going to go back to being homeless and after he got violated and just taken and shown on camera and accused of something he didn't do? Because I think if he's exonerated or found not guilty, he's got a leg... he's got a case. He can sue. I think he can sue.
And he's famous now.
Yeah.
I mean, they recognize him in Cape Town.
At the airport.
For real.
Like Aya.
Hey, Aya got recognized, eh?
Hey.
He was getting on a plane.
Yo.
I don't know who I was talking to. And someone said, aren't you Aya from the podcast?
Yo.
The sound engineer.
Yo.
The transition carbon DJ. The multi-talented businessman.
Hey.
Owner of Big Fun Music.
Hey.
Who just dropped, you dropped Nyan Nyan.
Nyan Nyan. And they sang the whole track.
See when he tells the story.
On the spot.
Man. The podcast guys. Look at our sound engineer go groupies. Which podcast can say that?
What? Yeah, man. In closing, what do we want to talk about, Ghost Lady?
Andy Limpy's son. Do you guys see that wedding?
Did Who is see? That guy, bro? What's the fascination with that guy? Like, what does he do, bro?
His mom is like a billionaire or multi-millionaire.
Owns everything.
Yeah, his mom is
Mam Keezy.
Mam
Keezy.
Oh,
Mam
Keezy.
Yes.
Sean Keezy.
Sean Keezy.
Is he the only child?
Formerly Sean.
No, yeah, he is the only child.
Ooh, fuck no.
He is.
Yeah.
Yeah, then and Spike Mpisane is his half sister.
Half sister. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, or stepsister.
Yes.
Because the mom was married to the Mpisane guy, you know, and they were both pushing business.
Yeah.
So he's the only child from
so his is his claim to fame?
That marriage.
Being Mom Keezy's son.
Yes,
literally. And also he owns a team.
Yeah.
So
basically just says mom.
He's the one who had the envelopes.
Yes.
At the stadium. At the stadium.
They forgot to submit envelopes for his song. I think they forgot to submit at Cozy.
Oh, he's got a song.
Oh. Is everything
that boy does it all. Yeah, so that's it, basically. He's a rich kid, literally.
So he got married.
Fucking rich, man. How much money do they have, bro?
A ton, bro. I didn't know he had a McLaren.
Yeah.
Shut up with a McLaren.
Yeah.
And then he bought all the Casper's Pilatos.
Yeah. They could be like five.
Yeah, but I'm just saying. No, there could be five. There could be 20. But I'm pretty sure Casper's pissed because he wants people to actually taste this thing. And this guy just comes.
But
and
he was there thanking him though.
The thing is, that conker. He wants people to taste this thing, and he just takes it. You know what I mean? Just put it in his house. That was funny.
Shit. Speaking of alcohol, craziest thing happened over the festive, right?
Yeah.
So I left. I went to Venda, right? So
for
in my
Christmas.
Complex, yeah, for Christmas. So in my complex, there was a girl, apparently young girl, like she's about 18. She was like drunk, or high, or not in Mpesu. What's the other thing they sniff? The glue.
The glue.
What's it called?
They sniff the
sniff.
Glue.
That other stuff. Nyaupe.
Oh
yeah.
No, they smoke that.
Oh, they smoked it.
Yeah.
In your complex, there's nyaupes.
Yeah.
Emma, what's going on?
No, no, we think she's on Yaupe. Because it doesn't make sense what she did after that.
Oh, okay, right? Cool. So, okay, tell us.
So she goes to my neighbor and she's got a broom. She's banging on his door and his window. She bangs, he bangs. So luckily he's at the house. He comes out. And he's like, and then she's like, yo, do you guys have alcohol? He's like, no, we don't have alcohol. She's like, ah, you guys are boring. Whatever. So you can see she's intoxicated.
Jesus Christ.
Boom, boom, boom. So as she's leaving, she goes past my house. She can see there's no one there. She comes back, jumps over, and I didn't lock my sliding door gate. Because I thought if Mchafa needs something, you know.
Oh, yeah, you can just say the sliding door is open.
Yeah. Or if Mesh is a roadkill, you know, he's got a home.
Yeah. Yes.
You can just slide it in.
A home. Yeah. You can slip at home.
Yeah. You know, you need to take some people home, you know.
Just slide through the sliding gate.
Yes.
So she opens my sliding gate, gets inside, and I don't know what she did. And then my neighbor saw her and called the security. Mm-hmm. And they found her upstairs in my bedroom.
Oh.
Evan.
Bro.
Doing what in your bedroom?
I don't know. Ooh. So they call me midnight. Like, I'm in Venom. I'm like, what the fuck? What's going on?
Okay.
And I'm like, hey, whatever. So I come Chaffer to go check. He says, ah, nothing's missing, whatever. So I come back home. I check. Nothing's missing. My laptop's there. This one. It's there. Huh. All my appliances are there.
Everything is intact. No Venom.
Everything is intact. Guess what's missing?
What? Grandeur.
Alcohol.
Grandeur.
Oh,
my
you
last
see?
Six pack. So
we're
sold
alcohol.
Out.
Oh, no. So you must tweet like Casper and thank her.
She's like, it took the great juice,
is
bro.
It?
Yeah, man. Oof. But she's got to be on Nyaope. How brave are you to just jump into someone's yard?
But that's where did you Nyaope find?
Okay, where does she
now?
Stay?
She stays in the complex, yeah. She stays in the complex.
That's weird. Did you see her?
No, I haven't seen her.
You didn't want to see her?
Nah.
Yeah.
That's mad.
Bro.
So now what happens to her?
Nothing.
She charged.
No, I didn't open a case.
What?
Well, she
that's
took a case.
Amanda.
You don't have a case to open.
Ah! Oh, you don't have a case now.
You don't have a case.
She took your case.
No, don't open the case. Shame. Nah, yeah. It was just December vibes.
Yeah. How crazy, dog.
Yo, that's nuts, though. The shit people do just for alcohol.
Bro.
If you don't have alcohol, you don't have alcohol. Stay home.
Yeah.
Chill. Watch Netflix. Listen to music.
Nothing was closed. Yeah. Alcohol was open. Like, so why couldn't she just go to the shops? If she's 18, even.
What if I had a gun? What if there's someone in the house?
Yes. What if it was like some old Buddha household, you know? And just blow her head off.
Hey, bro.
Literally, it can happen. Yeah, definitely something.
Yeah.
Or just tawa masim. Also, that's the thing.
Hey, and then the biggest mistake I made this festive season, because I went to Venda with my cousin, got a lift with him. And then I had to come back.
Dope.
It was an emergency. Mm. So I decided to take a taxi.
I saw that picture.
Yay.
You saw that picture, right?
What?
I saw Mac posting.
In a taxi.
Time to go home. I'm like,
oh,
they hired a taxi by the Mkwebos. The Mkwebos, they hired a taxi.
No, not a bus.
I saw that.
No, it was
you didn't
a taxi.
Hire a bus.
No, that was a kumbi, bro.
A kumbi.
That was a 16-seater.
No, but MacGyver does this, guys.
Biggest mistake I ever made.
Yeah.
On the kumbi, in the taxi, guess what? Everybody's a chiller.
But you should know that by now. Everybody's
bro,
a chiller everywhere.
The whole 5 hours. Hey, where does Mesh live? Hey, is Saul really like porn? Hey,
oh,
yeah. Who is cosplay? Hey,
oh,
yeah.
I tried
to put on headphones I'm listening to something. My phone was off.
I know, yeah.
I put on headphones like I listen to something. End up, pardon me.
And you can hear them, just ignore like.
Nicole,
why did you have to come back?
There was an emergency, though.
Oh yes, you said emergency.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
But
I was like,
only, I've told you, you must wear a hat, just some disguise.
Nah, you can't hide.
In this age of masks, don't you get away with no one recognizing you?
No, I mean I don't mind chillers, but like 5 hours just talking about the podcast.
Yes.
I was
talking
podcasting chilled out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was dope, though. It was dope.
Nah, it was dope, man. It was dope.
What did I want to say, man? We're talking about taxis, ne?
Yeah. You coming back from home, emergency.
Taxi.
Taxi, chillers, 5 hours talking about work.
There's something I wanted to talk about.
Oh, you'll remember it. It's fine. We've got time.
Anyway, what do you want to talk about?
Hey, man, we covered a lot of things I wanted to talk about.
Mm. R.I.P. to Desmond Tutu.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, shame, man. R.I.P., man. Yeah. But I felt like it wasn't a big deal for the young kids, you know?
No, well, they don't know him that well.
Yeah, true. And there was that whole narrative that, you know, the truth and reconciliation thing, which he was heading, didn't bear any fruits, you know? So, yeah, but... old man, shame. You know, rest in peace. Rest in peace, Sidney Poitier. Also passed away, I think, 2 days ago. Huge actor, obviously. Old.
And Betty White.
Oh, that Betty old. White. Yeah. Yeah, shame, man. 99.
She was supposed to be 100 this month.
Oh, shame, man.
But it was nice to see with Desmond Tutu's funeral, they didn't make a big hoo-ah and like try and monetize it. You know, with these funerals, they try and make money from it.
True.
Yeah. It was like chilled, like
a pine coffin.
Did you check the funeral art? I didn't even see it.
Yeah,
I know there were repeats and people weren't just watching. The ratings were bad for that thing, apparently.
Is it?
Yeah. No,
my son
really.
Was, funny enough, my son was watching the funeral.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he sat there and then came and was like, what's a cremation? I had to explain what a cremation is.
Oh, he got cremated?
Yeah, he got cremated.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, well.
Sure, I need a new photo shoot. You know that picture of me where I'm wearing black with the black hat?
Yeah.
The picture I always use for like all the flies and stuff.
Uh-huh.
The one where you're wearing a beanie.
Not
with
a
the
beanie.
Glasses.
Not a beanie. The black. Where I'm wearing all black with the hat. Let me show you.
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, I did a photo shoot, man.
Yeah, we. Oof. You look serious. You're ready for this year.
Oh, I'm not. Yeah. This year I'm coming in.
You're booked and busy.
This nigga's a superstar, man.
Hey, bro. The podcast is a superstar. So the right default. Everyone. The
This one.
Yes.
I need a photo shoot because my son came up to me. He's like, why do you look like a detective?
You do though, because you're wearing a fedora and spectacles, right?
Oh,
yeah.
A detective.
I need a photo shoot.
Nah, Meligant.
Meligant, can you rock me there?
Meligant, can you shoot or use all the bullets on roadkill? Shoot this guy, man. Pick a photo shoot, please.
What's going on with the curfew? Is there still a curfew?
No.
It got cancelled.
For
literally
real?
The night. Just on the 31st, ne?
Yeah, on the 31st,
it
literally.
It was like cancelled.
Yeah.
No just curfew. Like that.
So
during the fourth wave, because it's not like the fourth wave. Is the fourth wave over?
Hey, I've lost count.
Omicron, is it over? Over.
So that means Migalo and Tanzania, all those places?
Oh, no.
So every place is a Tanzanian?
Yeah, no, every place is a Tanzanian. Oh. Migalo, no.
Hey, they made a killing.
They made a killing, bro. Migalo, people are trying to... It's difficult to go out of Migalo. It's easier to come in more than going out because there's people at the door all want to come in.
Mm.
It's crazy, bro. They made a killing there.
And what was going on with you, Nota and Batu and Drip? What was going
on? Oh, yeah. No, man. I woke up and I see Nota is tweeting. He's like, stop supporting these businesses, you know, because these businesses, they don't manufacture stuff in South Africa. Therefore, they're taking money out the country. And also, they are making, you know, the guys who are producing whatever locally compete with the Asian manufacturers. So stop supporting them. And I was like, bro, you
booked Wale. I saw that. You went for him about booking Wale. Right?
Oh, yeah. Then I was like, well, you're the same guy who booked Wale, paid him to be on a feature, flew him down, definitely doesn't even fly economy, paid all that money just to have Wale here, right? You took money out the country, you know, for something which is meant to be consumed by South Africans,
for sure.
Nobody was against you in doing that. You know, and he tried to explain it, and then he goes on and insults me. But I'm like, nah, it doesn't work, bro. Let the guys do what they're doing. We're in a country whereby to manufacture the sneakers the guys are making, I doubt it's going to be like 200 or whatever. It's cheaper to brand them and import them from China versus manufacturing the whole thing here. And these guys, these businesses are not even 5 years old. They're already employing over 200 people. That's Likao alone by himself. You know what I mean?
And already when you start any business, just being black is a disability.
Already.
So if you can get shit going and get your company off the ground, that's an achievement on
its
own.
That's an achievement. And you're tackling the 75% youth unemployment that we're seeing.
Because remember, it's crazy, man. How much do you think a chicken... How much do you think Nando's pays for their chickens? How much do you think their cost price is?
Nando's?
Yeah.
For a full chicken?
Yeah.
I think they probably pay like $90.
Okay, you goes, lady?
Like cooked or the raw chicken?
Nah, raw
the raw
chicken.
It could be like 40 rand.
From 40 rand, ne?
Yeah.
It's 17 rand. That's how much it costs them. And then Moja Chicken, guess how much it costs them? $40.
Ha!
So already you fucked.
Thank you.
Already you fucked. How can you compete with that?
Thank
you. One chicken equals two Nando's and change.
Thank you.
Yo.
Plus this is exactly what I was saying to Notam. So how is it that with the little manufacturing industry that we have in the country, how is a black kid from Tembisa who grew up in a shack, that's Likao, how do they tap into that? Because that shit, the government is not interested and the private sector is not going to make that ish easily accessible to the young black kids. You know what I mean? They want to keep it amongst themselves.
The odds are against us. So.
The odds are against us. So if a black kid manages to import sneakers from China and brands them and sells them and there's a market for that and people want that shit, who the fuck are you to say don't buy this shit when people want it? It's the same thing you were saying with the podcast. People trying to cancel us.
Because,
but people who love
let's
it.
Not talk about it. That's last year's.
That I know, year. Man. That's not the time for that right now. Now's not the time for that.
Seriously.
Chill, seriously. Hey, people love that fucking. They always say, I was like, I tweet something, it's not the time for that. Fucking hell. Niggas.
You know? Stay out on Twitter then.
Yeah, so now someone had to check Nota, man. And then he goes on to say that these are not real jobs. Working in retail is for students and whatever. I'm like, dude, check your privilege. You're a kid who grew up in Bryanston. There's kids on this app right now who are adults who are supported by that very same money. Those 5,000 rands raise kids. But he doesn't know that because he doesn't check his fucking privilege.
Nota reminds he reminds me of like a male version of Ntsiki Mazwai. Hey. They both don't have kids, don't have jobs, too much time on their hands.
Ish.
What am I lying? Haven't you noticed?
Yeah.
All feminists don't have kids.
Ah.
And they have a lot of time.
Yeah, no, Nota does have a lot of time.
Nota's got a lot of
Nota
time.
Nota is commenting on everything.
Oh, bro.
Like, he's on gossip blogs everywhere. It's just like,
he's got a lot of time.
Hey, if you have a kid, you know, there's no time, bro.
Like, kids are a lot as they are. You know, you don't have time to be commenting on Twitter. Bashing people.
Like,
you
go bashing people.
Build a bike or something.
Build a bike or something.
Yeah. Get some DIY. Build a bike.
There's only something. You know, kids always come with like some, like, you have to either make this for me, and you're like, guys.
All right, New Year resolutions, what's yours, Penduka? What's yours, Ghost Lady Wiley thinks about it?
Just my wholesome family. Just,
oh, yes.
Just, you know, being.
I wouldn't say resolution.
Just continuing the love that I'm surrounded with everywhere. I'm just like, from family to here, it's, yo, guys.
I still feel like it's 2021, man. I haven't grasped that it's 2022.
You can't feel the new year. I can feel the new year, bro. It's the new year, though.
I was at a shop and I had to write the date and sign, and that's when I realized, oh, it's 2022. Yeah.
But I got a good feeling about this year.
Me too.
Yeah.
I don't know, something weird is
this
happening.
This year, yes. Yeah. I feel it. This year, so I'm like, I can feel it's a new year, bro. You're not a resolution per se. Just make as much money as possible.
Mm.
You know, obviously get a few big purchases, but yeah, mainly just that business money.
Mm. You are
We acquiring properties. What?
Yeah,
are the big
purchases? Also that's on the list. Nice. Buy a property.
Yeah,
you know? Mine is to get one gold bar.
Oh,
for the
just how much is one gold bar?
It's like 100,000 something. Let me check.
Yeah, actually. Dope. Actually, check one gold bar.
Yeah,
actually.
One gold bar.
Yeah. Yeah, it's probably like 100K or something.
Okay. Can I achieve that?
One gold bar weight. One gold bar weight price.
Price.
Yeah, while I Google, what's your New Year resolution?
Yo, I want to go to therapy more.
Oh, yes.
And buy more stocks.
Oh.
And more property.
Where are you buying stocks?
1 ounce of gold is 1,300.
That's ounce, though.
Is it?
That's definitely not a bar.
Yeah.
1 ounce gold bar is $1,300,000.
Can't be.
It is, bro.
That's like 20 something thousand rands.
Yeah, that's, but an ounce is like some
20,000
grams, right? Tiny.
20,000.
But an ounce is like.
Isn't an ounce tiny?
So it's not the whole bar,
No.
Yeah, it's not the whole.
An ounce is like
they
something.
They call them something, those gold bars. Oh, flip.
And I saw it on Money Heist.
I remember on Money Heist they called them. That's what I'm thinking on Money Heist.
Show.
On Money Heist.
How much is gold bar worth? Here we go.
What did you Google at first?
You can get one as low as $2,000, dog.
Hey. Makshaya shaya.
Hey. Let me not say they're going to be in the comments having me there.
They're going to have you, man. Already. It's too late.
No, the Forex boys are up.
Yeah, okay. Nah, Mesh doesn't.
If you want to know how much it is, fucking Google it yourselves.
Forex
so
boys
you,
are up.
You want to get a gold bar.
Yeah.
Dope.
And a hit.
Oh, and a hit.
Yeah, a gold
bar. Ah, you got one now.
Yeah.
The one you're about to come with is a hit.
Nah.
Oh. Yeah, that's the one. Not Lufuno, that one.
Nah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, something I'm cooking.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay.
So
okay.
A song that's going to reach gold status and a gold bar.
And a gold bar.
Dope.
The way he laughed at you.
No, I'm not laughing at him. I appreciate the words, the wordplay or whatever.
And Mulligan.
Gold status and a gold bar.
What are your new resolutions? Not to lose audio. Or video.
Nah, the guys are done with that. That's last year's things, man.
Yeah, I think it's one of those because now we're trying to be more focused.
Yeah.
Nice.
You know, I think that's one of the New Year's resolutions. As well, you know, there's those ultimate goals that you have had in the past years.
Yeah.
You know, but you're not much of a disciple to try to, achieve them. Yeah. Now, I think it's time to tick those boxes. You know, you're not that disciplined.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah. Hmm. So yeah.
Wow.
I see you guys.
Bamba no chesu manje.
Yeah, bamba no chesu. Talking batata. I see Mulligan to shooting videos now. I saw you're working on some Stokey video.
Yeah, that's one of the boxes.
Oh, nice.
So when we drop songs, they the ones official.
They
the ones who wanna do the music videos.
Nice. Is it on the house, gents? Or do we pay via roadkills?
Look at you clapping.
I'll get you proper roadkill.
I'm clapping because the roadkill's about to come. Oh, shit. We are here, man. Oh, yeah. Just before we go, Chiller's Market, bro.
Ooh, how's that going?
Within a month, we've got over 200,000 visits to the website.
Yeah.
How crazy.
Yeah.
Dope.
Dude, it's actually working. There's a company there. I forgot. I think they sell merch.
Dope.
The guy made 50,000 during December.
Mm.
What?
From other chillers.
How crazy,
that's
bro.
Insane. Look at... Wow.
Bro, I'm putting my shit on there. Is your company on
Yeah.
I'm busy on the process as well.
On. Wow.
Big fun music there.
I'll put it in.
Yeah, let's
yeah
put
you
it
have
in,
to.
Hey, the people are making chillers are making money.
Yeah.
That is crazy, dog. Mm. Wow.
I even saw a note from another chiller who was just saying he was so grateful because I think they also work in the field where they have to look for black businesses.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I'm so happy with this for this platform. So, because it's a way of finding black businesses.
Yeah. Mm.
So, guys, like, you need to capitalize on this platform.
Yeah.
Everyone, guys, make sure you put your business up in there.
Chillersmarket.com, ne?
Yeah.
Yeah, ne?
www.chillersmarket.
Yeah, chillersmarket.com.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, chillersmarket.com.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
.com.
Yeah. It is. .com.
Yeah, chillersmarket.com.
Yes.
Yeah.
Chillersmarket.com.
All right. Big shout out to all our Patreons. Thank you so much for the support, man. We appreciate you guys.
We got to eat, you know?
Yeah. Did you guys finish your bonuses already?
Yeah. Yeah. How? I ate. How?
Save the date. 14th. No, when is the date? 13th. 15th. 13th. 13th of Feb, we're having Valentine's speed dating.
13th?
Yeah,
13th
of Feb.
Ah, dope.
It's the first one. You weren't around when we did the first one.
Nah, I wasn't around.
Yeah.
So it's back. 13th of Feb, we're having a Valentine's Day speed dating thing. 50 ladies. We're looking for 50 single ladies, 50 single gents.
Oh, dope.
And we're going to do the whole speed dating thing. Yeah. It's so much fun, bro.
Yeah. It's so much fun. Yeah. It is so much fun. We had fun last time.
Yeah. So we'll put the link in the description below. If you want to join, 13th Feb. It's going to be around Joburg. We're looking for 50 ladies that are single, 50 gents that are single. Make sure you join in on that. What else is happening? Yes, we're going to sign out. What's happening? No roadkills allowed.
Oh yeah, quality. I'm gonna vet the quality. I'm gonna vet the roadkill.
Okay, you must bring your proof of address.
Yeah.
Wow.
Bring proof of address.
We're gonna sign out with Aya's brand new music video.
Oh, so high rotation on radio that one.
Yeah.
Yay.
The video came out when?
Yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. So, yeah. Who shot it for you? Was it Mulligan?
Yatanda.
No, they flagged. They always flag.
Oh, okay.
What did I do?
Someone else.
Someone else.
Clearly.
Oh, they were too busy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
They overbooked.
Oh, overbooked. Oh. Booked and busy. Nyan Nyan. We're going to sign out with Nyan Nyan. And then I saw, Saul, your table is very empty. So I brought some of our awards so you can put there.
Oh.
This is from African Social Entertainment Awards.
Okay.
Most trending podcast and chill.
Oh, dope.
There we go.
Where's it's got a home now.
Are you coming?
It used to be roadkill.
Are you coming? I see you clapping there.
It's got a home now.
South African Social Media Awards for Podcasts of the Year.
Woo! Ooh, damn.
There we go.
Okay,
there we
so
go.
This is the wow, man, the SASMA.
Yeah.
Okay, SASMA.
And this is the Black Voices Fund.
Oh,
Black Voices Fund. Yes. Look at this. Look at the awards and awards and awards.
Stack them there, my boy.
Awards and awards.
You get an award.
Poison.
Awards.
And you got some new merch, new caps?
Oh, yeah. This is also part of my desk now. Yeah. We're going to update. We've been closed, you know, for like the festive, but everything is going to be up this week. Mm. Actually, now, on Monday, everything's going to be up on the website.
Nice
all
one.
All the new stuff. Yeah. New hats and all.
Bro, when are you getting merch into retail? Like Mr. Price, all those guys.
Yeah.
Ooh, that is
we
beautiful.
We need to go big. Like that.
We should actually set up an appointment with
how
Mr.
does that
Price
happen?
Who this
you,
year.
Who do you talk
we
to?
Must, I think the buyers. These stores have buyers.
Mm.
I think the buyers are the ones who make the decisions.
Ah, but fuck, we can't support purchase. You guys because you guys get the t-shirts from China, ne?
Ish. Nota. Stop this thing of yours, man.
This is not the time.
The t-shirts are from China. Nota, this is not the time now. We're serious. Now. This it's not the time. What are the words? It's not the time now.
It's not the time for
but
that
that's a good idea. It should be done in 2022.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. All right,
with
cool,
Trevor
man.
Knowing the country, are we trying?
Oh yeah.
People are just like
log on to Twitter, you'll see.
Sure.
Trevor Noah.
Trevor Noah.
How long
in
is
the
he
country?
Here for?
I don't know.
Hey, Trevor Noah is hard to get, man.
No,
of course Caesar is your friend.
Mm.
Just ask Caesar.
No, but I don't want to do that. That's a cheat code.
It's not a cheat code.
It is.
Because initially he had said we must get to how many subscribers?
I can't remember. But do you know how the Trevor Noah thing started?
The thing is, we deserve it.
But do you know how the Trevor Noah thing started?
How?
It started last year this time. Okay. You asked me what my New Year resolution was. And my new resolution was to get Trevor Noah on the show.
Okay.
So every time we text him, it's to show, don't give up on your dreams. And keep pushing.
Mm.
So if I call Caesar, then it's like, call Mom Beleg or something. You know what I mean?
It's not.
Yes. So he has to come the right way.
But I feel like
responding
we
to your
him.
Text.
Yeah? We've worked
he
our
must
asses
respond
off.
To your text. That's what
or
you want.
DMs, yes.
Or your DMs, okay. Yes.
Because then when he comes, we can't say we called Caesar and he's here. It must be like we've been trying for 2 years and he's here.
But now it looks like you're giving up on your dreams, though.
Yeah, ish.
Yeah, you see. Thank you, Kosi. Thank you.
So much for resolution. Don't give up, black child.
So I've lowered them to smash hits and gold bars. We're out here, man. Podcast and chill.
Peace.
Duka, what do you want to say, man?
Nothing much, man, guys. It's a new year. Let's get it. Let's take over this year.
Yeah.
We're fucking taking over.
Yeah, no. Thank you to everybody and welcome to the new chillers.
Oh, yeah.
The new chillers. Because I'm sure when chillers are on holiday, they've been probably like telling their family and friends, podcast this, podcast that.
Oh, yeah.
So a lot of people are listening to us and they're like, okay, let me listen to this thing that everyone is hype, you know, about.
And let's get to 500,000 subscribers, man. Okay. We're about 30,000 away, I think, last time I checked.
I don't even think now we need to ask. It just happens.
It
like,
just comes.
It just comes. Just
no,
just
we'll ask. Please subscribe, man. Let's get to 500,000.
Wow, first time we do that, right?
No, it's not.
Oh, sure we've done it. Oh, you've done it.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't know how we started. Oh, you came in as easy.
I came in and weren't begging for fucking subscribers. When we're pressed.
Yo, press this, that,
subscribe
that.
Here, link, like and follow.
Oh, I remember now what I wanted to talk about.
Oh, yeah?
Andile Pisane's wedding.
Yes.
We did briefly talk about it.
Yeah, we derailed.
What's going on there?
So he got married just like, boom, we woke up and there was a wedding. They planned. The guy looked like he didn't even know about it, the way he was dressed. But yeah, so because of the money, because of having mommy who just goes, what do you want, my boy? And okay, the girl is pregnant. That's also the other rumor. Is that
But isn't there a backstory?
Yeah, isn't the girl new? Because we know he was dating Ustelo.
And Ustelo. They've got a kid, and they've got a kid. Yeah.
Or one kid, yeah.
Is it two kids or one kid?
Yeah, but there's...
Two kids.
So Ustelo,
this guy is dating Ustelo.
Ustelo, yes.
Because the other baby's like 6 months old.
Yes, that's the public. The public knows Ustelo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. Sharp.
She even got an M4 or something. And then out of nowhere, Chiki Chiki... He's getting married and he looks as surprised as us.
Yeah. Like,
how,
what's going on?
That's it. And he gets married. He looks lost. Doesn't look genuinely happy. But then again, maybe he is. Maybe he asked his mom, I want to marry this woman. It was just nerves.
Yeah.
Maybe it was nerves. But that's it. He just got married.
And he had to sign on the spot. Hey, it was
out of the blue. It was weird.
Yeah.
When she's married. I mean, she's pregnant.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a shotgun wedding.
It is.
It's a shotgun wedding then.
Well, what's a shotgun wedding?
When you've impregnated someone, now you need to marry them.
Mm.
That's a shotgun wedding.
Okay.
It's like you're doing it because.
So what happens to Stella now?
It's all like this.
She just goes away.
Yeah.
No way. Is they not together?
No. Or maybe.
Like the second baby was like 6 months, you know, 6 months. So just
and I heard he's smashing, allegedly smashing Casper's wife.
No. Whoa.
And then buys.
And then he buys.
All his alcohol and Casper is saying
the
thank
alcohol,
you.
All the bottles.
Bro, you know these celebrities, bro.
Because
it's wild out there.
You're right.
And Casper apparently smashing Kamumpela.
Oh.
Who he was smashing. They like swapped.
Who was so Andile was smashing Kamumpela.
Yeah.
And then he was like, you Mpela, it's like up. then he smashed.
Yeah.
Then baby mama. Or went over to Andile.
Yes. So right now Andile is smashing Casper's baby mama.
Aye, bo.
And then Casper smashing.
Is it not alleged?
Yeah, it's alleged.
It's alleged.
That's what I'm saying. I said that.
Oh.
Which makes sense. Because
I heard from someone. I mean, I think it was. I forgot who it was.
I heard that there was something brewing, Vele, because Casper had the Biliato launch thingy at his house, the all white party.
And the wife was not there.
Wife was not there. Mm. He had a fight, Sninini. Wife was not there. And if you look at his post in Cape Town, you could see where he's like, hey, I'm chilling with the finest honeys or whatever, you know? Mm. You're like, hey, what's going on here? Something is
But
amiss.
You got him on WhatsApp, ask him.
Hey?
You got him on
I don't care about if he's with his woman or not.
Mm.
Come on, hey, my man, are they chowing? What should I ask?
Are you chowing Kamumpela?
You know Casper's not going to respond, bro. You know.
Okay, ask your manager to ask his manager.
Mm.
My manager. Manager. Ne?
Mm.
The problem with my manager is going to be like, you'll say, no, I'm not fucking Kamumpela. And my manager was like, I want to fuck her. You know, so that's the problem with Fiso. But yeah, man, but you're right. Something is happening. And also remember, Casper's baby mama's from a super rich family.
Mm.
She's super rich, and he's from a rich family, rich kids of Durban or KZN or whatever. So maybe something is happening there.
Imagine doing a flavor kind of reality show with Andy Lempisan. Like Bachelor, the
he
Bachelor
boring,
vibes.
Though.
Yeah,
he's rich, but he looks like I wouldn't chill with him for like, you know, and just chat.
Yeah, but I mean, girls would sign up for that, bro.
No, a lot. A whole lot of girls.
Yeah. Even you would, ne? You don't want a McLaren. You can explain when you get home. Bro, wouldn't you watch that? I'd watch that.
I'd watch it.
Bachelor. Yeah, Andile.
Definitely.
Even celebs would apply to that.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Of course. And I'm sure he smashed a lot of celebs. I mean.
Oof.
And we must bring Andile, guys.
Andile,
please come chill with us, man. You know, let's kick it.
He's got to be like Mom, the coolest Kisa, kid in SA right now.
He is.
Please allow Andile to come.
Bring Sean stylist also. It's fine. It's okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
Come through, man.
Yeah.
It'll be dope to hang out with him.
All right, man.
As a friend of the show, man.
Yeah. We out here, podcast and chill. Boom! Sure.
To advertise, email podcast@thisismaggie.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.